In longer radius turns, you can still feel your skis working under the body. As you retract and then extend your legs into the new turn, you need to drive your body down the hill. Here, my skis are still in the last turn, but my body is already moving down the hill in preparation for the next. This allows you to release the edges and directs you towards the inside of the new turn. The result will be smooth, linked, high-performance turns. You may have heard the expression stacked before in ski technique. Now, what that simply means is lining up your body. Now, as I'm stood here, there's a line at my toes, ankles, knees, hips, shoulders, and hands. And you could say I'm stacked. Now, that's by far the strongest position. Standing here like that, all of my ligaments, muscles, and skeleton are all lined up, and that's going to allow me to handle these huge pressures built up in modern performance skiing. Let's try an exercise to encourage that stacked position. We're going to use our arms so we can get rid of the poles. And what we're going to do, as I start a turn to my left, I'm going to point my right hand and it's going to follow exactly where the right ski is going, all the way through the turn. As I finish and release the turn, my hands are going to come gently in front and then I can start to point my left hand in the same direction as the left ski, all the way through that turn. Meanwhile, the other hand will be staying on the thigh. So as I'm turning to the left, the right hand's following that ski and the left hand is going to rest on the thigh, and that's going to stop that shoulder from twisting and turning my body into the turn. Now, this hand isn't going to cross over the skis and point where you want to go. It's just simply going to follow the skis. Nothing's rushed, nothing's forced. Start the turn, hands in front, and then follow the ski. Let's have a go. The outside hand's gonna follow the outside ski. Release.
Make it a smooth transition from one turn to the next. Reset, keeping both hands forward, and then start the next turn.
Now you're feeling comfortable with that exercise, grab your poles back, but focus on that body position as you're skiing.
Now, even though I have the poles back, the outside hand is still following the outside ski.
Now, that technique is much more for a longer to medium-sized turn. In a shorter turn, you simply don't have enough time. You'll be flinging your hands all over the place. Remember, shorter turns, keep that upper body still, calm, and facing down the hill. But in longer turns, stay stacked.